I have the great pleasure of, briefly, I've been requested to introduce our next speakers, both of whom I consider friends. Chief Justice Darlene Byrne would not like for me to say very much about her, but I do want to mention that she is a commissioner on the Texas Children's Commission, and that's not a surprise to anybody who knows all of the work that she's done both on and off the bench to improve the condition of the less fortunate children in our communities. And Judge Amy Clark Meacham, we were just talking about how long we've known one another and the baby shower for her twins that I went to. And that was back when she was a law partner of mine at McGinnis Lockridge. Judge Meacham, as you know, is the local administrative judge for Travis County, and I think probably most of us have had the pleasure of appearing in front of her at one time or another. And she's also very active in the legal community. One of the things that she and I bonded over is that we really both are interested in literacy, and she's donated quite a lot of her volunteer time to improving literacy in the community. They're going to talk to us about how our lives are going to change because our courts are going to change.
Morning, everybody. It's a pleasure. I think I'm going to stand up because I don't see you guys over there, which means you don't see us. And I know you so came to see us, for sure. So we have got a PowerPoint today, and I understand that y'all have had a lot of speakers already that have talked about the 15th Court of Appeals and the business courts and the like. So if, like, you're hearing a repeat version of something, just raise your hand. There's a lot of content here. Amy and I could probably talk about it for several hours, so we can just move on if you're already immersed in some of the aspects of the 15th Court of Appeals that we're going to be talking about today. So so feel free. Amy, anything you want to say in opening?
I will. You can kind of tell how this is going to go with the disclaimers I'm about to give you. These are not bills that I drafted. These are not bills that I supported or were involved in getting passed. These are not bills that anyone ever consulted me on as the local administrative district judge of Travis County, who handles the majority of, I would say, cases that are going to go up to the 15th Court of Appeals. These are not bills that I will determine the constitutionality on, because if you've read this bill and the business courts bill, which I sort of put in buckets together, though I recognize the 15th Court of Appeals is the focus here today, I don't decide the constitutionality of these bills, because there's a carve-out in both bills that say only the Supreme Court can decide the constitutionality of these bills. Now, how you're going to get to the Supreme Court and who has standing to get to the Supreme Court and at what time in your lawsuit you're going to get to the Supreme Court, I don't know, but I know that the bills don't have me determining the constitutionality of them, so I feel a little more freer to speak about the constitutionality of them. Finally, I'm going to just start with this, and I'm going to say, because I don't want it to be, I don't want to sound like I don't believe this is an incredibly important issue, and I do not want to sound glib, which I've been told I have the tendency to maybe sound, that I believe that many aspects of this bill, as well as the business courts bill, are a questionable and possibly spurious assault on the justice system and the judicial branch of government as we know it. And so I don't want to start small, I want to start big. But that said, we're coming to you with a presentation to you of how it's going to work. We've looked at this a lot, and we're going to give you the best we can on that, both how we got here and where we're going. But I don't want my presentation of it to see me putting my imprimatur of support behind it, because I think that would be a misrepresentation. There you go.
And I can piggyback on that. Many of you may have known that I testified in the House against both of these bills, and my colleague, Justice Triana, testified against both of these bills in the Senate. They held the hearings at the exact same time, so we had to divide and conquer.